The meeting, no.
Yes, it was sent to county clerk, posted on the website, and also sent to the newspaper and radio station.
Okay, I need a motion to approval of the agenda.
Make a motion to approve the agenda from the June 21st meeting.
Second.
A second.
Made and second to approve the agenda. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
A approval of minutes of June 21st, 2023. Need a motion.
I'll make a motion to accept those minutes. I'll second.
And the second for me, so approval of that. All in favor, say aye.
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 Number five, public comment communications. Arnold Ross recognition.
Okay, well, and that's why I brought treats today, because it is Arnold's last meeting. He has been here on our board for 6 years, which is incredible. And I just reminded him he only has to be off 1 year and then he can come back. Arnold, I really have appreciated you as a board member. You've been very, very good, and you've been willing to step up and step in whenever you needed, whether it was chairing the meeting or anything.
Well, I appreciate being on the board. I have really learned a lot.
Good.
And your committee needs to commend it on the job you do with Grant County.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I really do. It's all, you know, having a good board is really not always easy to have. So it's really nice to have such good board members, and I do appreciate it. And I'm hoping that we can still count on you for a few things that you volunteer once in a while for us.
I've got a grandson getting married next summer, so it'll take me a year to get over that.
We'll see, then you'll be ready. A year from now, you'll be ready. So that's perfect. That's perfect. Well, we really do appreciate everything you've done for Grant County and sitting on the committee. So we left you a few little things, and please have a treat. Okay. So
keep my list on that.
Thank you.
We move on. Number six, advocacy reports or activities.
Okay, we've got some things coming up. So we're going to do senior day at the fair on the Friday of the fair. We will be there probably 8:30 to 4:30. We will also have our new dementia care specialist, Haley Lovelholtz, there from like 10 to 2 to meet the public. So if you're out and about and at the fair, stop over and see us. We'll be in the Eckstein building. We are also doing the Orchard Manor Car Show. We did that last year. I thought it was pretty successful. Mm-hmm. So we are going to be doing that on September 15th. That's at 1:30. I think it's 1:30 to 4. I don't know the end time, but I know it starts at 1:30. So we will be there. And I'm thinking we'll probably have the bus or possibly there. Try to get a drum up a little more business for it, although we've been doing pretty well there. And then we've got Elderfest coming up at the end of October as well. So I'll be hitting you up probably in the next month or so on that. If you can get some volunteers for that, that would be great. Our Elderfest theme is it's going to be wild. We paired up with the fair. I asked Amy, we have kind of a joke about animal prints in our office. So when we saw the fair's wild theme, I asked Amy if she cared if we carried it off into Elderfest. So it's Elderfest. It's going to be wild. So we do have some things already set up for that. We've got Doug Wayne coming back. He seemed to be pretty popular last year. So we're going to bill it kind of as a resource fair and social this year, so that people just want to come and listen to the music they can.
What's the date of that?
It is October 27th. We are also, so we'll have that again. He got quite a bit last year from that. And then we've got a couple things we're waiting to back on that I'm hoping to do as well. So I think it'll be a good event. So, but it takes a lot of time. So we're deep into it now. Kathy's been doing a lot of our marketing for things. So she's been working on that. The regional board report. I just wrote down, and you guys can add to that. I just looked at what they did. It's advocacy and biennium budget updates and some budget training. Do you guys have anything else to add?
No.
Yeah, she just did some budget training, and then she spent quite a bit of time on the state budget and how it impacted the ADRC. She said it's a positive thing in the fact that we got money. I don't remember how much it was.
I think it's 2.5 million and then 5 million.
But it wasn't as much as we asked for, but she says, you know, the positive part, it's in the right direction. We just need to advocate more to get the money that we need.
Right, and we have not seen anything how it's going to play out in the state as far as being distributed, but
they introduced a new dementia care specialist.
Yes, that would be amazing. Yeah, she's actually based in our office, so. Yeah, and I did want to let you know too, especially those that sit on the board and Mary's not. So yeah, she'd been kind of going downhill, but she has. Okay. All right, well, I think we can move on then.
Regional coordinated transportation plan.
So it looks like it's my turn now. Just a few of you. I am Jacqueline Sando. I'm at regional planning. I'm a GIS coordinator. I've been the lead writer on the coordinated transit plan update. And so we've been working a lot with Lori and with our Southwest Wisconsin transit team on updating the plan in five counties in Southwest Wisconsin. For this plan, it's updated every 5 years, and the updating the plan is a prerequisite to apply for DOT grants for most of Lori's work. As part of this plan, we had a public input session, I believe it was on April 18th. We had about 15 people attending, apart from Lori and her team, who also attended. The public meeting helped inform the needs and gaps that we identified in this plan, which I listed on page 13 of the plan, which also informed the goals and strategies that were identified to help solve the needs and gaps that were identified. Lori helped a lot with cleaning up the goals and strategies already. I believe a few of you or most of you have had the opportunity to already review the plan somewhat. So basically I'm here today to see if there are any additions, subtractions you have to the plan, and to have the committee basically recommend it to the county board for approval.
Yeah, they would look at, this is their first chance of seeing it.
So, okay.
And I'm sorry, I gave you the needs and gaps and goals.
Yes.
I didn't know for sure. So you've got double stuff here. So.
Okay. So the county's needs and gaps majorly revolved around the fact that there are not enough drivers, there are not enough volunteers. And then also basically improving outreach and communication methods to get the message out about the services that Lori and her team provide. There are other needs and gaps that are more regional, which means the other counties also express the same needs. So bilingual services, for instance, were some of the regional, and then transportation for wet commuters, well, were some of the regional needs that were identified. And then having a central transportation information resource directory was also regional, where everybody can go to and see everything that's available within the county and even outside the county that folks or residents can use. And that's on page 13. Lori, do we want to just go list by through the whole list or?
Yeah, if I can just, so a couple of things. So we applied for a DOT 8521 grant, which is that funds our volunteer driver escort program, our bus, a little bit of our taxi, and our wheelchair. We also have 5311 money that's simply for the taxi. That really isn't, that they didn't really require this, but we already do this anyway. So I guess if they did, it was there. And then 5310 money is what we have used in the past to purchase vehicles. They can be used for operations too. We've never done that. But it's usually used for purchasing vehicles. Now lately we've been doing that out of the trust fund because we've had quite a bit in there. But 5310 also requires this. So they require the coordinated, they require a team to come together. And on that team is Richland County, Greene County, Iowa County, Lafayette County, us, Southwest CAP, and Southwest Opportunities. Now, Hodan and Southwest Opportunities don't participate. They were at our meetings and things, but they really provide mostly transportation to their consumers. Some of them might go a little out. I know Southwest Opportunity does a little renting, but mostly they just provide for their consumers. Southwest TAP provides all regionally. We provide just for our county. Southwest TAP provides for all of those counties that we listed. So their look is more regional than, you know, we're looking strictly. So when you look at those needs and gaps, some of those, if you looked at ours, we would be like, really, do we need that? But it kind of came out of the region. So yeah, that's any questions on that? That just kind of gives you an idea. So when we fill out the 8521 grant, then I have to go back and kind of pull from the goals when I do the grant to say what we need. So,
Lori, yeah, just a quick question under the number 7, the need for bilingual resources. Is there a specific? I mean, is it Spanish? Is it?
It's mostly for the Spanish speaking population.
Mostly for Spanish.
And that did come out of the public forum that we had. We have not, I want to be clear, while that came out as a regional goal, we've not been contacted. We have not had anybody approach us for that. So while I'm not saying we shouldn't expand, we certainly probably should. However, we haven't had people knocking on the door looking for those services right now. So that is something, again, we know we are getting more, you know, Spanish speaking people out here. So obviously, we should look into that. So.
And that is something that Southwest CAP is looking at taking over, handling the bilingual services regionally.
I don't know if you've seen some of the bands, but you'll see some bands sometimes that say Lyft on them, Lyft mm-hmm. rides. Mm-hmm. Those are Southwest CAP. Okay. Do you want to just go through the goals and make any comments or?
Okay. Goals are on page 15. So goal 1 is recruiting additional volunteer drivers for trip programs. 1, continue to create and promote volunteer recruitment marketing materials aimed to increase the number of volunteers available to the program. Present information on volunteer driver opportunities to various groups, organizations, and community events. Research if implementing a find your own driver program would be beneficial to Grand County trips programs. Determine next steps upon completion of study.
So the find your own driver program is being implemented in Crawford right now. I've talked to Robbie, the ADRC director, over there a few times, and they don't have a lot of volunteer drivers either. So they have sort of implemented this find your own driver, which means if you had a friend or a
family member,
we could reimburse. Talking to Robbie, she's a little picky and choosy on how she accepts it. So I think we'd have to have a little bit more formal policies because it could, you know, while it would be great and it would probably solve our problem, it could go south pretty easily too, I think. So I think it would be something we'd have to be very, very careful of. But, you know, in hindsight, we've already done a find your own caregiver program policy because we are lacking, you know, caregivers. So we have done some of that, find your own respite person. So I think it's worth considering. It's being trialed in a few places, so.
Any comments, additions to that? Moving forward, goal 2, recruit driver applicants. Determine if driver positions can be combined and offered with more hours and benefits.
We're kind of going in circles on this one. So we used to have a full-time driver and then we didn't get applications when we had a full-time position open. So we went to a part-time position open and we got that, at least the bus driver bill. But now we're back to kind of spinning our wheels with drivers again. So I don't know what we are advertising differently. We put out a very specific ad now talking about just exactly what we need and how it looks. And I did get 2 applications. Well, I got 1 application. I got 1, I think, coming. So we'll see how that works. But the driver shortage is everywhere and it's very real. And without, you know, we talked a lot about revenue, and it's like, I can have all the revenue in the world right now, but I don't have drivers. I don't go anywhere, so.
My bus is coming through, I got a book they give me to read and go through again, just to review everything. It's 273 pages. And I got to go through and do the walk around test of your vehicle, leave, springs, shocks, everything.
And that's why we stopped doing buying CDL vehicles for that very reason, because we don't have anybody that.
Yeah, it's they ask some of the dumbest questions, like, okay, if you get OMBI, how many years? One, two, or how many years are you using? I don't drink, I don't follow that. Whatever.
Yeah, it's harder and harder, and everybody's fighting the same battle. When the driver that brought our wheelchair van down the other day, he goes, do you have drivers? And I'm like, not enough. And he's like, nobody does. And he said, you know, no one does. So
yeah.
I don't know what we're gonna do.
I don't know what
get vehicles that drive themselves.
Yeah. 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 Hold on a minute. The lineup.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 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 Not me.
Goal three is specific to paddle taxi being expensive. So make paddle taxi more financially accessible to seniors. Determine if a voucher program for paddle taxi is a viable option within current budget and program structure.
We've already talked about this. Determine whether we can offer some kind of like coupons through 8521. It's just a matter of do we want to do that for one community or not. But we certainly have heard of all the things in the public transportation forum, the ones that have called in the most were on the black hole taxis.
And that does concern me being on the city council. So do you have any documentation, data, numbers, or something? I need to take that through.
I don't think their pricing, I did look at the pricing when we were looking at taxi fares. And I don't think their pricing is probably that over the top. I really don't, compared to other places. It's just not affordable here, I guess. So, I mean, it certainly is what we've gotten the most comments on. Yeah. When I look at taxis in other counties, I don't think it's terribly. But we can talk about it. I don't know. I mean, it would be kind of an unusual move. It's done in some places. I know it is, because actually it was a DOT person that told me about it. So, but it would have to be, I guess, we'd have to really decide if that's something we want to do. So.
And do you know, you probably don't have the answer to this, but has the usage in Black Hole Bond dropped down?
They should have those numbers, because I believe they're getting, I mean, they would have to do the same reporting I do on a monthly or on a quarterly basis. Yeah. So they should have that, and they would have it historically, because I can tell you my numbers from 5 years ago and now, so they should be able to do the same.
Goal four, improving outreach efforts to reach potential consumers and their families. Survey new customers to learn how they fund Grand County Transportation Services for the purpose of informing outreach plan. Develop outreach plan and timelines to promote transportation services on social media and in traditional media outlets. Continue to improve website and search engine to help consumers easily locate services. Establish relationships with municipal governments to disseminate information to local citizens.
Again, one of the things I've been dealing with transportation pretty much my whole career, so whether for little people or big people, and it always rises to the top in every needs assessment that I've done a lot. But the reality is people don't use it as much as the need says they should. So just trying to get out there. It's funny because I see some counties doing much more flashy things on their buses, and we're trying to do less because we think less is what people like. They don't want to see ADRC across that and have it be the senior bus or the disability bus or whatever the case may be. But Dan has been attracting new customers, so something's working. So we'll continue to try to reach out to people. I know. And again, maybe by having some of those vehicles in front of, say, at a car show, it just again makes it more knowledgeable.
Any additions? Goal 5, advocate for continued transportation funding. Meet with legislators at least annually to advocate for funding and to discuss what transportation looks like in Grant County, needs, gaps, and consumer ride data.
Yeah. Thinking about this goal, was this specific to some of the other services that people want, aside like age and disability?
It can be anything. I mean, for this one, I think regionally they might have been expanding it out. I mean, obviously, transportation is difficult for people who don't have transportation in Grant County because there is no public. But for us, it's usually, and this is a goal that we always have on here, is advocating, is just letting legislators know what we have available, what we're doing, what the numbers look like, and what the needs and gaps are. But again, all the funding in the world isn't going to get me a driver, so unless we pay them really, really well, and even that, I'm not sure we'll get it. I think. I think most people regionally always have the advocacy on there to let them know what that looks like. So,
goal 6, improving collaboration between transportation providers on a local and regional level. Develop a collaboration plan with regional providers to serve as a roadmap to team functioning.
So here's the issue. The counties get the 85-21 money, which is the majority pretty much of the transportation money. We get their vehicles typically through 5310, unless they've got money in their trust fund, which several of them do since the pandemic hit. 5310 also has an operations, I believe Richland County has a little bit of that. And Southwest Cap also gets 5310. They actually have a mobility manager on board there. The difficulty is the state says we all need to collaborate. The difficulty is that we all get individual money. And the state says collaborate. And you know how well that works.
Yeah.
Everybody doesn't want to give up their individual money, whether they should or they shouldn't. So it's sort of, in the past, has sort of pitted people against one another. And you know me well enough, and I've had this discussion with you. So I really think we have to meet. This group has to meet. It has to coordinate in some fashion, or we're not all going to get the grants. But the reality is, nobody really wants. I mean, the majority of people around that table are not that interested in collaborating. Jacqueline knows that. I've had that conversation with her. So we have to figure out a way to make that group work and work in a fashion that makes it beneficial for us to come together, because I don't believe it is right now. So that being said, we have one really true regional person. I guess you could say SLC and Hodan are somewhat regional, and the rest are all counties. So I really have been pushing, and Jacqueline knows it, that there has to be a better way in this committee. This just has to work differently, or I'm going to still show up because I have to. But in all honesty, it isn't going to be very productive if we don't figure out a new way. So it is what it is. But and part of it is there's been a lot of pressure on ADRCs lately. Since the pandemic and even before, the state sees the good work that ADRCs do. And then every new thing that comes in, they're like, hey, let's run that through the ADRCs. ADRCs can do that. And now there's this push for commuter transportation, because there's commuters that don't have driver's license and whatever, and they need this transportation. So, hey, the ADRCs could do that. The ADRCs focus on seniors and disabilities. The ADRCs are incredibly busy. Our calls have gone up and up and up. We are short-staffed now. So when people start saying, well, there's this need, that's fine. I agree, there's probably a need. But I don't agree that it falls within the ADRC's scope of service. If at some point that becomes the reality, that the county says, yes, that is the best place for all sorts of public transportation through the ADRC, well, I hope I'm retired by then. But again, so, and that's really where this, I won't say animosity, because I don't think it's that far, but it's where this group struggles. Because ADRCs are feeling the pressure, and it's mostly ADRCs around the table that provide a lot of transportation. I'm not saying CAP doesn't, they do too, they provide a lot. But they don't have the same scope of service that we have. Theirs is open up, should be mostly people in poverty, but because they're an anti-poverty program, but ours is seniors and disabled, so. So I just want to point that out, because you may hear of that in the future from me. I've been pretty vocal about it. So, any questions on the goals? Do you think there are other things that we should be looking at?
I don't have a question, but I have a suggestion. Bob, Molly Bond, who is Representative Derek Van Orden's representative, has been, shows up a lot at different things. He was in 2 weeks ago, but he's on the transportation committee. Would it be feasible to have Molly come to a meeting to hear about the transportation issues, to get back to Washington? She seems very good at relaying that type of local communication up. And then possibly next time he's going to be in the area, we could meet with him. Because I was surprised when we met with him in Plattville a couple weeks ago. It was about the fire station, and he was clued into everything and had some really good suggestions right off the top, and was very surprised to hear how some things operate. I mean, he's fairly new yet, so it would be worth a shot.
Yeah.
And he's not afraid to challenge bureaucracy in Wisconsin.
Right.
Because that's so many times we hear it. It's federal money that gets funneled through Wisconsin and falls apart. And Derek is really willing to fight those battles. Mm-hmm. On many fronts, he's working on a project for me too. So,
yeah, and I don't
if there are, if there are, you know, gaps, federal funding's available, but it's getting eaten up in the bureaucracy in Madison. He'll take that.
There's no bureaucracy at the DOT, Bob.
No. I didn't say DOT, I said Madison.
Well, I said DOT. Have you ever tried to call them and get somewhere? Oh my gosh.
Doesn't matter what department you're trying to get on.
Six different menus, and you still don't have a real person on the line.
Yeah.
I guess we can talk with that to Troy. I don't know the parameters around that committee. If that, I don't think it would be a problem. I'm trying to think if we've had anybody. I think we have, and very long ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be worth looking at. I mean, I think it's, you know, they put these parameters in place that say you have to have this, and it's like, but really the counties are the designated 85-21.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever known a county to want to give up money, it's not usually, you know, usually. So it just, I think it puts people between a rock and a hard place. And well, yeah, maybe it could be done then. Pass that along.
If there are no additions or subtractions, I think we would need a recommendation to the county board?
Yes. If you're okay with the goals, and I realize these aren't exactly hardball goals, but you know what? We got a lot going on, so I'm not going to. There are things that we truly need to improve upon first before we can go into anything further.
So for, are you looking for?
We're looking for approval of like the goals.
Recommend.
Yeah.
To recommend.
Make a motion. Make it. Got a second.
And I'll second.
Kathy second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Yeah. All right.
Transportation.
So we're going from transportation right to transportation. So we did purchase the wheelchair van. We got a 2019 with about, I don't know, 32,000 miles on it. Nice vehicle. So we did get that. They also brought out a transit vehicle for me to look at. I was a little interested in it. I had been doing some research on some vehicles around, and Washburn County was using a transit van. So you see better to get people around to various things. One of the things that we'd like to do in the future, provided if we can get drivers, is to provide more community services, at least once in a while within the month in the county. The difference between the transit van and the wheelchair van is you can step into it with a, so it's got the wheelchair lift, but that can slide over, and then you've actually got like more of a bus step to get into it. Really, the wheelchair vans are kind of hard to get in and out of it unless you're in a wheelchair or going up on the lift. They're, because they've got that higher step, and that doesn't always work the best for patients who are ambulatory, but you know, I'm ambulatory too, but I don't always get up off the floor as well as I even, you know. So the transit van actually, it's got the handrail, so you can just step right up into it. And then for me, I didn't even come close to touching the roof. Some of you would, but I did not. So anyway, obviously it's more expensive than a wheelchair van, but I did like the looks of it in terms of you could still do four people, I believe. Plus a wheelchair van. Or you could do two wheelchairs and still get three people. I think it would be nice for those communities where we might want to do a little of that ride sharing or get people to events. I do think it's I think it's a pretty good option. It looks nice in Washburn. They're getting a lot of use out of it. So I guess I'd like to know your thoughts on it. We still have money in the trust fund that needs to be spent. We had, we're only supposed to have 80,000. We had probably 180,000 at one point after the pandemic because we weren't providing services. So I would like to get it out there because it's not going to be long before the DOT says, we're going to take that back. I mean, I'm actually surprised that they haven't. I mean, because John Swissler, who's now retired from the DOT, told me that prior to the pandemic, that was going to happen. And then, of course, the pandemic hit, so they didn't do anything. So I would like to see it get spent. I know it seems, I guess it doesn't make me feel good to say I'd like to buy another vehicle when I'm telling you I can't attract drivers. But at the same point, if I don't get the vehicle now and they take the money away, then we lose it altogether. So I guess what's your thoughts of the transit van? Or you all know what a transit van looks like, right? Yeah. So it basically just looks like that, only it's got windows and... Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
They are nice.
Yeah, room.
Yeah, I talked to the driver that brought it down. He said they drive super nice. He said, plus he said the drivers that they work with, some of the drivers, some people are still, even though our bus isn't a real big bus, people still feel like that's bigger than they want to drive, or this, smaller vehicle.
Like a CDL?
No. None of our vehicles do anymore, so. Yeah, we just couldn't attract CDL drivers at all anymore, so we got rid of that. So
it's heavier suspension, greasy your hand really too, but down the road, real solid with whatever they eat.
Yeah.
I think it would be a real good plus.
Okay.
I do too. Well, my brother has a transit van, it's not wheelchair accessible.
But,
and I actually drove it. Sweet. It is nice. It's very solid.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like a truck. I mean, it's. Right.
That's what the driver said. He said, you don't, it doesn't, it's not bad in the wind. He said, it's not like you might think. And he said, it works. Do you want me, I can go ahead and get a couple of quotes and bring them back to you. Do you want me to do that? And then you can decide from then.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to see it go. And it fits in with our plans as long as we can. If we would get that, then what we'll probably start marketing then is we'll start marketing just like in a community for a driver that would be somebody willing to drive that. I mean, even if we had to get the van to the community and then somebody took it over from there and just drove it for 4 hours, whatever,
yeah.
Whatever the parameters were, we'd start marketing everything that way. Because I did look, we could even get a volunteer. I mean, I checked with Tony with our insurance, and we can have some volunteers even drive it. So,
New Bosco ordered one time a year or so ago, and it's hard to get it.
So, yeah.
Whatever. And when you find one, you better.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Perfect. All right. Well, we'll go right back into driver shortage and options. So again, I'm kind of looking prior to writing the next budget. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
We've kind of gone back and forth what we think might be beneficial. Like, should we look at advertising a full-time driver position again and just using somebody in a variety of ways? I don't know. Well, right now we still need meals to go to Bagley until we can get something else there. We occasionally need a sub for the taxi. We occasionally need a sub for the food van. So far we haven't needed a sub for the bus. There is somewhat of an identified need that we could possibly add a day to the taxi if need be. So I guess I'm looking for suggestions as well. I don't know if one driver would satisfy our needs or not. We're gonna wait. We've only had the advertisement out for about a week or two. Specifically, so we got real specific that some of these were sub positions, and you know it was at your availability, and because we either get people that wanted a full time job, and we don't even get very many of those, to be honest with you, or we get somebody that yeah. So I don't know what the case will be. I'll kind of keep looking at it.
Is this a paid position you're talking
about? Yes, these would be. And we've got money within our budgets. Not a ton. Dan, our bus driver right now, is 3 days a week. That position used to be a full-time position. So it's hard to say if a full-time position, if we keep them busy. I think we probably could, but I don't know if that would be more attractive or not. So if we start marketing to communities and say we want a big transportation, you know, to Cuba City, we're looking for somebody just to drive the Cuba City van on, you know, this day. Because we're only looking at maybe once or twice a month in these communities. We obviously can't. You know, we can't provide a ton, but it'd be better than nothing, in my opinion. And then maybe, again, if somebody had a special event, we could put it out there. And I even think on special events that we might just be able to get a volunteer to do it. So I'd run people around the park on the 4th of July. I don't care. I mean, that would be, as long as it was air conditioned, if it wasn't, I think. Any thoughts on it? Any suggestions? I mean, we're just kind of open to all possibilities here because we're kind of struggling.
Well, I keep advertising for it, you know. See, you had one in, was it the shopping was this week?
You're going to have some time on your hands.
Oh. You had a
yes.
Position open for a van driver.
Yes.
Big meals to Bagley.
Yes, that's one of them. That may change if we get something through the state, but yeah, we're looking at that van driver right now is Courtney and myself.
Oh. I was going to ask you, I just read where the governor is going to allow $7.5 billion for the EDRC. Are you going to have a chance to divvy it between the your group, or do you have to apply for how
that is the that is down? What I gather, but we have not heard yet. Mary has not gotten any information on how what that formula is going to look. EDRCs over the years have not been funded uniformly because they were projects. So different projects got different varying amounts of money, which is part of the problem. So I don't know how it's going to come out. I mean, we'll take anything. Any money will be better than none. I'm hoping that ideally, if we could pick up another INA, an EDRC specialist, that would be most ideal. Because we have Nicole, the supervisor, still picking up a lot. We just don't have any idea. But we should be hearing on that. I don't know, I guess, when that'll come out. But we're hoping. We're hopeful. Because the state sure seems to think we can do everything. That's the word out of the state. There's a lot of tone deafness sometimes there. Directors from around the state are like, do you know how busy we are? We can't undertake some of this stuff. And they you guys do a good job.
You're obviously doing your job.
Yes, and it is. And the thing is we truly, my staff truly want to do a good job. So, but at some point, and part of that is with transportation, we've gotten to the point in our advocacy groups that we have to learn to say no to. Social workers are not very good about always saying no. So we have to learn to say no, we can't take that out. And we're trying to do that more and more. Not because we don't want to do it, but because we've got to have the funding to do it. So, okay. Well, if you come up with any creative driver things, any ways to market, let me know. Okay, nutrition. We have not heard back from Jean, so we have been in contact with Guar, who's also been in contact with the state about the Bagley situation. Jean left me a voicemail on Friday, and I heard her voicemail on Monday, and I've yet to connect with her. They wanted us to go back and take a video of the entrance and because we might have to remodel and put a ramp in, and I just emailed her back and said, we aren't talking very many meals here. This is a town of a little over 300. This business has no incentive to put in a ramp that wouldn't really even work in the space that it would go in. Come on. I said, there has to be other options. Otherwise, we're not going to be feeding people in a lot of places in Grant County unless you guys start figuring this out, because this is ridiculous. So, that's when she left me the voicemail. But I did say there has to be at least a grab-and-go option or something. So she did say, yes, you could probably do a grab-and-go option. And that's probably what we're going to push for. Because we've had a goal to do a restaurant voucher option, and I really like to do it just to trial it out for you and I. But the other thing is, it's just so ridiculous that we can't make this happen and make it happen in a business that could use the business and have it be a win-win for everybody involved. I get it that accessibility is a big thing. I do know that, but we also know that in most of these small towns, that's not the reality either. So we are waiting to hear from her, but that is the grab and go would be simply that the people in that area could go there. I think we could probably work out with her if they couldn't come in to get the meal, that it could be brought out to them.
Right.
So that's what we're pushing for. Because right now, like I said, it's without a driver. Courtney's doing it. Well, you did it 2 days last week. I'm doing it 2 days this week. Yep. So we're running down there all the time.
Yeah.
And again, I know we could pull out of it, and we may have to, if we're won't
work with us,
then we may have to pull out of Bagley. But again, it's not just going to be Bagley. What's that?
How many are you?
We're only doing about three right now, so it's not a lot. However, I do think if we got this as an option, we would pick up a few more, at least in the wintertime, when it's a little harder to get around. Because there isn't a whole lot.
But you're taking food all the way from here. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And we always have, but what we pulled out when we lost our meal site manager because we just didn't have, our congregate sites are just not, you know, there's not a whole lot of attendance there. And again, we keep reiterating that, but so part of me is just getting a little pushy because they have to start figuring out other options. So if we are able to work that out, are you okay with that? Could I mean, obviously I won't do it if I don't think it's.
Oh, I would say for sure.
Okay.
You know, because a ramp's one thing. Then you gotta look at the door 3 foot wide, is the restroom, any houses. That could be huge.
Yes, and I said there's no incentive for the county to do this. There's no incentive for the business to do this.
No.
I mean, the county, I mean, and I get it. I wouldn't, you know, they would just say for that many meals to go out, but. Okay, I'm going to move ahead. I'm going to try to move ahead. And I guess I'll be back. Hopefully by next month, you'll know. But do I have approval to go ahead with the contract if we can make that happen? I don't think that can happen in a month, but.
I mean, motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Climate location. I think I sent out, did we send out the email?
I think so.
I got an email back from Allie last week. So I just thought I would bring it to you. We do not have a congregate site. I feel like in my heart, the best option is to continue on with a partnership with Platteville. However, we don't feel very welcome. So you read the email.
Yes.
Okay. What are your thoughts on that?
I didn't get it.
Should have been the last day.
Yeah. It came on our county email, didn't it? I read it somewhere else.
It came in the packet, I believe.
It's the last page.
Okay.
Very last
one. Oh.
I thought Kathy would be an old.
Pardon?
I thought you'd be an old.
I'm trying to be back in Platteville. Allie's gone right now, so we had a commission on aging meeting the other day, and really nobody knew.
It's just going to say nobody.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you a few minutes because I think you should read it.
Yeah, pass those around.
Yeah, that's a good time to have one of those. I'll pass around.
Napkin
thing, too.
Oh, sure.
I'll grab one.
Oh. There's a napkin. All right.
She's got an old plus on it too. So yeah, I was going to do that too. I hadn't even looked at them. It's good. That wasn't in the last one. So
I think she needs them on that first page under number four, lack of education. I'd like to let you know that the senior center is taking a lot of slack. I think she means slack.
I said that too.
I hadn't seen this before. I was not, and I'm the council liaison to that.
So tell me your thought.
What's the deal with Mary Jo Hines?
I don't know. My only thing is, I think the only thing I can think of is I know we had, I think she was driving their van maybe. Mm-hmm. And at that time we didn't have any agreements with them. I don't know if something came up and I'm like, well, if she's driving your van, I think she should volunteer.
So. He says she was not volunteering. Yeah. Does that mean she's getting paid or she just?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. It's not. It did not really ring a bell with me.
I would agree with her, Rob. That was my take on it. But she's not a volunteer, she's a staffer.
She's a what?
Staff.
Yeah, I don't know.
City okay. Staff.
She must be.
No,
I don't think she is.
She's a volunteer. She volunteers for everything.
I think it was something that they wanted it to be our volunteer. And I said, if you're having somebody drive your van, that's your volunteer. That's not, I don't have, I'm
not
putting,
senior center.
I mean, and she does volunteer for us too, but at the time we had nothing with their van. I mean, I wouldn't put somebody in my van who I didn't, you know, call a volunteer and we would cover that. If you were putting money in your van to do an activity, then that should be your volunteer. That's the only thing I can think of. But honestly, it doesn't really
work. So she wants you to pay rent to feed people.
Mm-hmm. I started to respond because she talked about, you know, the graciousness of John. Well, the partnership between the meal site and the senior center goes way back before John. Mm-hmm. It was Connie Steinhoff when I came on board. Mm-hmm. And it was always looked at the mission of the senior center, and I think it still would be to connect seniors to community services that would keep them healthy and active in their community. That's usually what senior centers do. I did not send the email yet because I've had to write it a few times. I have to write and then retract.
I actually met with city manager yesterday and Mark Goss, the president of the council. We meet to do the agenda for the next council meeting. We always have these issue conversations at the end of that. And I brought this up. And I think there is on the city's side, well, our city manager's new, not learning about all of this. Mm-hmm. And Barb has her own opinion about how things work because she's been on here for a long time. I think there is definitely a disconnect, but the confusion comes in with the rent, that when the meal site was at, I don't remember what it was when it was in the building next to the post office. I don't know what that situation was.
We never paid rent up until.
Okay, so then when the city and they set up there, when the senior center moved into that, the city, and this was before my time, told them that the senior center had to pay rent to use that building. And they have a very small budget. So they created a friends group that is out raising money to pay the rent. And what the city has been charging them was $15,000 a year. Well, what they found out after John left, that they had a drawing, a floor plan, and the kitchen area that was being used for the meal site, the city was charging the senior center $350 a month rent. And the senior center wasn't the one using it. So the question comes back to this for the senior center and the conversation we have been having, and I reinforced it yesterday with Clint. I think the situation would be different if the city would not charge the senior center to the degree they are, because the Friends group is made up entirely of senior citizens. And the way they raise that $15,000, they do broad sales. Seniors. And some of them are really seniors. Mm-hmm. And one of their biggest broad sales that they did last year was on University Homecoming weekend. They were on 2nd Street at midnight.
Very smart.
And so yeah. Their question is from Senior Center, if we're going to continue on and have to find this money, then we're going to need some help somehow or another to do that. We just can't expect people in their 80s to be down on 2nd Street at midnight.
So here's my response to that, Kathy, is we send out space contracts every year to all of our sites. We've never, ever had Platteville come back and say, this doesn't work anymore. Until I went to a meeting last year.
And then
they're like, you're not paying rent. And I'm like, that's no secret.
But that is one of the things that was discovered after John left. It was something that...
Well, we've never paid rent since 2013
exactly.
When I came on board. I doubt before that.
But the, I don't think, and it was after John left, that they discovered that part of that $15,000 was allocated to that space.
Okay, but now we don't need that space because now we're paying rent at another space for another kitchen.
Yes.
So all we're asking for is space that they already have and are paying for. And we're saying, wouldn't it be convenient if the seniors that want to come to the senior center anyway could also eat their meal there?
And they're saying that's the same message they have. I think where the rubber hits the road is from city administration.
I think this is where the rubber hits the road.
Well, I probably shouldn't get too deep into this, but what was the cost of OE Gray
to the city?
The city.
$1. I know that.
What, they didn't even have
what,
tax on that.
What revenue did they get out of the old senior center?
40. Oh, when they sold it?
Yeah.
When they sold it, 48,000.
So it was a $48,000 gain for seniors, in my mind. Where did that go?
Into the remodel of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they put that $48,000.
Yeah, but they didn't have any. I don't know how they could justify the $15,000.
From a city perspective, you mean?
Yeah.
Council? I totally.
I don't know how they could either, because I don't think Head Start ever paid near that much, and I'm the one who
yeah.
got
so,
Head Start into
and that's the
Head Start
that
anyway.
I brought up. I don't think the city should be
use the kitchen,
and that might ease a little bit from the senior center thinking, oh, we've got to raise this money, we've got to do all of this.
Mm-hmm. I think
the other reality of what where the and this comes back to that. I think the wall that's hitting is city administration, because I asked yesterday, brought it up. I said, so you do know that $48,000 went into renovations, but do you know how much they put into it? They didn't have any idea. I said, try $120,000. And it was like, what? And I said, yeah. So I said, who's paying the bills? They didn't even know. The seniors raised that money.
Yeah.
That extra $70,000 or whatever that they put in. And I don't think the city was even
aware that they, I was, but so there's, it's a very confusing thing, but I will commit to trying to get this back.
Well, my concern is I do think it's probably the best spot for seniors. I do believe that. But my concern is, after reading this, am I going to have a problem every week there if we did manage to get it in there? You know, is it every time somebody spills a piece of food on the carpet, am I going to get a call? Because that's what the tone of this tells me.
The senior center fall under city.
Yes.
So Bob.
So Bob is the boss.
So Bob, I wonder if somebody talked to Bob.
I need to talk to Bob.
Oh, you have.
Times. Yes.
Maybe Kathy needs to talk.
I think the reality is that
they have all these big attendance for euchre and bingo.
And they have like 45, 50.
And whether you're staining your carpet with coffee or with.
Yeah.
Get over it.
And I'm not opposed to, you know, we have in some places, we had it in the contract to clean the carpets once a year. It was in our contract that we bring in a cleaner.
So
and
we clean the carpets.
That's not something
year.
We,
have
you know,
to pay rent.
But one third of our nutrition budget goes to Platteville. Yes. That covers the meals in Platteville. One third. County taxpayer money is about, and I broke that down, and I want to say at least $130,000 of county taxpayer money goes into that budget. So to me, Platteville citizens who are putting taxpayer money towards nutrition in Platteville, and by far Platteville's getting quite a bit, should also want it to be in a place that's convenient to seniors, in my opinion. So, the reality is, that's a strongly worded email, and that does not make me
potlucks before speakers and stuff.
Yes, they do. They're always serving treats.
Mm-hmm. I mean walking and talk.
Like I said, I was not aware of this email. So
no.
I'm gonna take it.
Well, now you are.
Yes.
And
yes.
We'll kind of keep it on the agenda for the future. And
yeah,
because
yeah.
We do what people
well,
wanting
me,
to.
See where I can
yeah.
This.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
So I had Fenimore refrigerator on here because I was going to come here and tell you that I think I needed to purchase a refrigerator for Fenimore. Unfortunately, I already purchased it because the refrigerator had died, and what it was going to cost to get the parts and try to fix it was pretty outrageous in my opinion. So I did purchase one because obviously, if you're going to serve meals to people, you have to have them refrigerated. So I hope that's okay. I think we're still okay within the budget. Fingers crossed. So I don't think I need to ask for approval on it. You just know. So
okay.
We're short
$800
to be here.
It is what it is.
I did purchase it from Krogan's. I did check, I compared it to Menards, and I thought Krogan's will deliver it and pick up the old one. And
the old one.
That was worth it. So,
yeah.
Oops. Okay, well, I'm throwing stuff around. All right, well, on to vouchers.
Approval vouchers. I need a motion to approve the vouchers.
Any questions?
I shall move.
One second. All motions related to the vouchers are all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Financial report.
All right. Any questions on that? I think we're doing pretty well. Nutrition is holding up. That's obviously the one I worry about the most because that's where all the money goes. But we're holding the line with that. You have something?
I was going to say, we have received a few donations for the nutrition program. So I did purchase, that was in the vouchers, some more hot and cold packs for delivery. And then I also ordered coolers, the insulated bags, but they're on back order. But with those donations, I was able to get us some new bags.
Yes. And as you know, we have to temp our meals and and make sure that they hold for a certain amount of time. So, yeah, I don't think there's anything on here that's really out of line. You can up a little bit in family caregivers. We've been down, and again, it's just because we don't have that many respite caregivers available. But Nicole's been looking well on that, and we picked that up. So we're coming along. We actually still have ARPA money designated for family caregivers. So we've got actually more money to spend than that. But so if you know people who could benefit from caregiver services, let us know. Other than that, we're doing okay, I think. If you have any questions on anything in particular, I don't think anything really stands out.
Motion, Lauren?
Yes, we do.
I need a motion to approve the financial report.
I'll approve.
And a second?
I'll second.
All in favor of
the
financial report? Say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Reports.
Okay. Oh, and then I got 22 up there. Sorry about that. Geez, I got the whole thing wrong. We'll all change that for the official record. We are probably going to run out of farmers market vouchers for the first time, I think, since I've ever been here. In the past, we always had a few left over we just couldn't get rid of. But this year, they upped it to more than one person in the household could get them, which is really kind of nice, and they're $35. So we've had a much bigger run on them, which is nice. I actually thought I was going to do a farmers market and try to get rid of some at the end, but now I won't. I don't think we're going to have any, so, which is great. That's good. Again, we talked about Elderfest already. Courtney is still spending a considerable amount of time subbing. So we do need more meal site managers. Again, if you know people that might be interested, it's really just anywhere from 1 to 5 days a week, just filling in for somebody like a substitute teacher. Because we just, again, just don't have a great deal of them anymore. And what happens is then Courtney or I, and most important, I will do the Bagley route. She will do it. Believe me, it's easier to do the Bagley route than portion out food. So she ends up doing that a lot. I think you've been there almost every week for a while now, somewhere.
Pretty much.
So yeah, we need to work on that. And again, it's just finding people for those once in a while things. So if you know anybody.
What about community service people? Would they be interested in some, you know, like back at the university, there's always tons of.
I don't know.
I always qualify for community service by which group.
Well, that was my first thought when she said it. I was like community service, like the people that went to jail and they because we do get them a lot
of the different job.
Yeah.
People that kids about there, I mean, I'm pre 18, otherwise, school kids have to
be. Yeah. Yeah, and that is a little bit of a difficulty.
The university has a lot of service people. They do a lot.
Okay.
I mean,
I'll make a note of that.
The track? I know the track.
If nothing else, maybe we could get even to deliver. Even if we delivered once in a while.
Yeah.
In Flatwell, because we've got such a big route over there. Again, we're going to be at the Grant County Fair. I think I told you most of this. Tyler Muniz, both Courtney and I were doing some training for Tyler Muniz, the county's new financial software. Courtney successfully entered vouchers into it and got a deposit entered into it. So we're just rolling away. Best we can. And let's hope she's not off for anytime soon until I figure it out. No. I'll have to figure it out by November when you get to Hawaii. Yes,
right.
No. The voucher thing is not as hard, I don't think. Mm-hmm. So the only thing I really wanted to mention, two things. Marla Thill, our meal site manager in Lancaster, has retired after 36 years with the county. So that's pretty amazing. And Fred Fred Nance from DSS asked me to meet last week after having our scam workshop. He's very concerned about the number of Grant County residents getting scammed. There was a fairly substantial amount, and on average, they're losing about 20,000, but some have lost even substantially more than that. So Fred is looking to pursuing how we deal with that. So he's going to put it on, I think, his I-team meeting, which is kind of a meeting just looking at those kind of issues affecting people. So we'll be trying to do a little more with that in the future. And that's, I think, all I got. Program reports, do you got anything on that you want to add on the program reports?
I don't think so. You'll see, I've talked to the meal site managers recently. There's been a little bit of an issue with excess ordering of meals, which means usually last minute cancellations that people are calling the morning of or overnight, which generally it happens from time to time. Someone forgot they had an appointment or they end up going to the hospital, but it's something that we really have to get under control because otherwise it's a waste of food and money. So that's something I've been talking to them about, and we'll be sending out notices to participants, you know, please make sure you're calling ahead so we're not ordering too much food. So that is on my radar that I've been trying to figure out how we can get that narrowed down. Otherwise, they're just busy. They're just
everybody, lots of everybody meals. is busy. It's Part D will be picking up in October, so we're already looking at how we're going to do that. We are looking forward to a fall that is fully staffed. I even hate to say that, so knock on wood. We're gearing up because it's just incredibly busy. So. And I should say, for those of you who don't sit on the county board or listen to it, the county board did take two steps that were on the employer retention committee's agenda. So they have given staff the day after Thanksgiving off, which is really nice. Because especially for, I think, for my staff, because many of them have young kids, and that's always such a crazy trying to get around all the relatives in one day. So I think that will be very nice. And then they expanded the bereavement leave, the 3-day bereavement leave, to include in-laws. So that hadn't been in there before. So So they took those two steps. So that was very nice. And staff were really pleased about that. So, okay.
That's all we have. I'll need a motion to adjourn.
So I
make a motion.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you all. Thank you, Arnold. Yeah,
thank you. Enjoy being on the board.
I'll
work with you folks.
And if you'd be willing to come back for other
stuff, we'll have to see. Yeah. Say, Kathy, I've got a question to ask you.